We're talking about words. We're going to get to his. I talked about him and what he would do. Listen to you. See, what kind of person are you? What kind of person are you? You just come to church and sit up here and hear that and walk out like it never been said. You don't have your notebook. You don't have your pad. You don't have something that you can go back and look it up. Because that's the reason why we put them up on the screen. So it helps you be easy to find. So I have to dig for them. They just don't pop up on my pad. I have to look up and run references and all that to find them. And then I have to listen to the Holy Spirit so I can put them in the right sequence they should be in. Because I could cross them up and make the Bible say something that God didn't say. But I know him, I know his character, I know his nature, I know him. He'll never speak against himself. Like somebody said, the Bible says there is no God. You take it out of its setting, you can make it say that. But put the rest of it apart, and put all of it together, then you'll see why it said like that. A fool has said in his heart, there is no God. That's a fool. Am I preaching to fools? I'm preaching to wise people. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Proverbs 39:1. Listen to what Proverbs 39:1. Proverbs 39:1. What did I say? Psalm 39:1. I said Proverbs. Psalm 39:1. You got it? Y'all got it. This should have it. I said, I will take heed to my ways. How many of y'all out in public, somebody kind of cross and you just show out? Just act a fool. I ain't going to act. I don't care if somebody say something to me that wasn't right. I'm not going to show my way.
You can't tell me. I tell you what.
Now, I'm going to take heed to my way and get back and you embarrass your own self. You know I'm right. Some people this, and then some people are so far wherever. I ain't gonna call them that. But anyway, they don't even know they act a fool. They just you ever see a fool so foolish that he don't even know he's a fool? That's bad. He think he's doing something smart. And just us. Anyway, I ain't gonna say what my daddy said. But anyway. But look at Proverbs 39:1. I said I will take what? Heed to my ways. I'm going to take heed the way I act, the way I talk, what I say, how I treat people. I'm going to take heed to it. I'm not going to talk to people any kind of way. I'm not going to act any kind of way. In public and private. What you see public, I act that way in private. Sometimes my wife and I, we have had a few crosswords. We got it right. Y'all ain't need to know about that no way. That was between my wife and me. Amen. Amen. I'll take heed to my ways. Why? That I sin not with my tongue. This tongue is not in your mouth to sin with. This tongue in your mouth to bless God with. Bless your fellow brethren. Bless your wife. Bless your husband. Bless your family. That's what that tongue in the mouth. Speak the blessing of God. Not curses. You need to take heed to your ways, how you talk to your family. Hello, somebody. Y'all know I'm telling the truth whether you agree, because this is the word. I will keep my mouth with a bridle. Anybody know what a bridle is? That's what you put on a horse. And thing that you want to control, a leash. You put around a dog's neck, a collar and a leash. Why you got it on him? To control him. He's trying to get out of control, you pull him back. I'm going to keep that tongue with a bridle. Child, have you heard? Shut up, tongue. While the wicked is before me, I don't need to enhance the wicked. No, no, no. They're already wicked enough. I'm not going to release words in this atmosphere that's going to affect my community. Y'all better talk to me. I'm not going to go around talk about my fellow brother in other local churches and down in them like I'm something on a stick. And I've been sprayed with some perfume or cologne. I'm not going to do that. Hallelujah. I'm going to take control of my tongue. I'm going to make it do its job. I'm going to bring blessing to you. What a poor pastor I would be to get back home with my wife and talk about y'all. Put you down. Then try to get up here and preach God's word to y'all. Two-faced? Y'all don't need that. Y'all don't need that kind of person. How am I going to help you with a two-faced? I'm this before you and something left behind the scene. How am I going to help you? God didn't call me to be a two-faced. He called me to be his faith. Hallelujah. I say hallelujah. So, I take control. I promise you, that tongue had been out of control, but I got it under control. Do I say everything right? No, because I don't know everything. But I sure do that what I do. That which I do know what is right. And that's what you got to be responsible for. What you know is right, you got to be responsible enough to do it. Don't know you're supposed to be praising God and all these things that you do because you love him and then don't do it. That's irresponsible. And somebody have to beg you. Leave. That's for babies. Some of y'all have been in church for years and still don't know how to get here on time. And that's not a put down. It's just you need to wake up. And you wonder why? Why are these things pulling against me? You working against yourself. Hallelujah. You're working against yourself. Don't say one thing and do another. Be true to your word. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Words will snare you. Words will hold you. A word will release you and cause you to rise up. And don't let nobody tell you, and this is what people do. They will go around and tell, these people holding me down. No, you holding you down. It may be some problem you have to go through, but they can't stop you. Ooh.